Just one more note about Tefillah Bayom, and then we're going to go on to discuss Chafifa. The Ramah comments in Kuf Tzadi Zayin Seif Gimel, we've referenced this in the past in the context of Dam Chimin, I believe. The Ramah says, V'hakalos hatovlos kodem achopa, yicholos litbol bayom. Even though in general we strongly discourage Tefillah Bayom, it's only a potential heter under very limited circumstances. Nevertheless, a kala is allowed to go to the mikvah by yom. Because after all, there's no hechatimsa of tashmish ad halayla. Aval achar achupa dinam kashar nashim. Once they get married, so then there's no special status for a kala. So this comment to the Ramah that is matri tefilas kala by yom is based in a Maharil. And the Lashon of Maril, in Minhagi Maril, Nida Os Aleph, Minhagi Maril, Nida Os Aleph, is as follows. The Amar, referencing the Maril, Shigama Kalos She'enan Tahoros B'Shas Achupa Lios Tovlinas, the Tovlin Achra Nisun Gamke, Ein Rashan Litbol Rakba Laila Kishar Nashim. So if you have a Chupas Nida, even if there was never be a Rishona, and now the newly married Kala comes to go to the mikvah for the first time, there's no heter to be Tovelos Bayom. Omna, Kishet Tovlos B'Shas HaNisuin, but if they're going to the mikvah prior to the Chasana, Yitzol Lidbom and Bayom, they're allowed to go to the mikvah during the daytime, Me'achar De'enan Bos, Eitzol HaChasan, Bos HaLaila, Kodam Birchas Nisuin. Since there's no Hechatimsa of Tashmish prior to the chuppah is going to be a night, the nesuin is going to be a night, the shavar brachos, and therefore he's matir tefillah bayom. So the context of the maril sounds like we're talking about tefillah bayom zayin. The kalos counting the shiv and the kiyum leading up to the chasana with no time to spare, and day seven is the day before the chasana that's going to take place that night. So even though in general, on day 7, we're machmir Shema Tirvatistor, so here there's no concern of Shema Tirvatistor, because the Nisuin is going to be at night, so there's no Hechatimsa, where Tira and Shidat Tashbish and Vatistor Kodem Alayla. Right, so that seems to be the context of the Maril. There's no Hechatimsa Shema Tirvatistor, and therefore he's matir Tefillah Bayom for a Kala on day 7. But if you're to have a daytime chasana, then the head to the maril doesn't apply. We're only talking about where the chasana is going to take place at night. There's no possibility where there's any concern of Shema Tirvatistor. But if the chasana were to take place in the daytime, so then Tefillah Bayom would be usher like any other situation. So in light of that, the Shach's comment is a little difficult to understand. The Shach in Sifkat and Tess seems to assumes that the het of the Ramah is only on day 8 and not on day 7. Shach reis, nira dahainu dafka lididan shakalos ein antovlos bashvi'i. Kachmash b'maril demarichei gavna ava b'mokim shakalos tovlos bashvi'i o lididan imira la tfila b'zayin. So the Shach assumes that there's no heter even for Kala Bayom on day 7. Take a look at the Torah Hashlam in Sifkat and Ches. So he points out the difficulty in the Shach. That's not what the Maril seems to be talking about. The Afshalomar, the Kavanah Sashach, the Mikomakom, Bayom Hashvi Gazrinan, the Ulai Tavo Yitzalachasim Bayom. So maybe the Shach is concerned, even if the Chub is going to be Balayla, still, maybe she'll be with the Chasin anyway, Bayom. Again, that's not the context of Maril, Maril seems pretty clear that he's talking about a heter b'yom zayin. The shach only allows it on yom ches. Tosfos Shlomo tries to figure out where did the shach get this from. If you look in the Dog Mirvava, he also raises this issue. The Dvar Tzarchiyim, the heter mishum she'ein b'viyah and osa itzel achasan v'mkein, yashu lavo l'bila sava. The Alpha Pikein Lamalu Libo Shalamin Chaz Yaakov Lafa Kalashach. The Tosfos Shlomim was a little too deferential to the Shach, even though he didn't understand where the Shach was coming from. Mikol Malkum Shach Tzadkach Nir Lani Yisaiti Lo Hakel. Aval the Ofin Shelo Yamidu Chupa Tzei Tzakuchav Imamis. The Dogma of Baba says that even though in general we try not to argue with the Shach, but here, where there is a need, you could be able to allow tefillah b'yom hashvi, as long as the nesuah doesn't take place until that evening. So that's what we assume, lahalacha generally, that if necessary, we try to plan things in advance, so you don't come onto this, but if necessary, if you're down to the wire, and day 7 is erev l'chasana, and the chasana is going to be a night, so then there's what to rely on, based on this maril and the ramah, to allow the kala to be tavelas by yom, as long as the chup is only balayla. Fine. Okay, let's move on now to our next topic of chafifa. The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis, in discussing various takanos of Ezra, the Gemara has the following line, Pei Beis Amud Aleph. One of the takanos of Ezra was shetehei isha chofefes v'tovelas, that a woman needs to be chofefes. We're not going to define chofefes yet, but for the moment, let's just define it broadly as some form of preparation for tevila to make sure that there's no chatzitza. So Ezra was misaken that prior to tevila, a woman should be chofefes. Gemara asks, "Daraisi, what do you mean that's a takanos Ezra? Isn't that a din d'oraisa? D'tanya, v'rachas es b'saro b'mayim, shelo yehidav rechotzeitz bein b'saro l'mayim." So you learn out from that pasuk that you're not allowed to have a chatzitza. You can't be tovelis if there's a chatzitza. And then es b'saro, es atafel b'saro mayne yusayar. And then you have another gzeres akasav that tells you that a chatzitza b'sayar is also a problem. So the assumption of the Gemara is that since chatzitza is a deraisa impediment to tevila, then doing a chafifa which would prevent there being a chatzitza is subsumed under that deraisa. That's the case. What did Ezra add to the pre-existing din deraisa that requires chafifa to avoid a chatzitza? Amri deraisa liyune dilma miktar. No, the din deraisa is to check, which we'll define, to check to make sure that there's no knot. Inami ma'os midi mishum chatzitza, or that there shouldn't be any dirt, any luchluch, that could constitute a chatzitza. V'yasa'iu tiken chafifa. So min ha-Torah, in order to avoid a chatzitza problem, it's sufficient to have a more baseline cursory checking, which again we'll have to define how the Rishonim understand that. And then Ezra came along and was misaken a more robust preparation termed chafifa. Okay, so you have din d'oraisa of iyun, which we have to define, and then takanas Ezra of chafifa, which goes above and beyond the d'oraisa requirement of iyun. Okay, so let's just present the Aruch HaShulchan's introduction to Sibin Kuf Sadites, and then we'll go back and flesh out some of these terms in the Rishonim. The Aruch HaShulchan begins Sibin Kuf Sadites by writing that the Shlosha Dvarim Mechuyeva Sa'isha Lasas Kodem HaTevila. There are three things a woman needs to do in preparation for Tevila. Ha'achas V'humi Din Torah La'ayin L'mashmish B'chol Chalka Yagufu Barosh. So the Daraisa Din of Iyun is to check and be mamashmesh, to touch all parts of the body and the head, shelo yehei oleh shem davar shechotzeitz, to make sure that there's no chatzitza, that there's no dirt, including the hair. Okay. Then Ezra came along and it was Misakein that a woman has to be Chofefes Rosha, and maybe according to most Rishonim, other areas that have hair on the body, which we'll come back and define. The one is that Chafifa. V'nira li, he writes in Sif Beis, Lashon Chafifa Kolel Kol Advarim. Chafifa includes all the things that you do to avoid a chatzitza. De ikir perusho de chafifa lashon chichuch. The literal translation of chafifa is mi lashon chichuch or rubbing. Quotes Rashi in Brachos Davav, mi chufya is rubbing, and that could include either rubbing with the hands or with soap, detergent, or with a comb, as we'll see. Rashi Pshat and Chafifa in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. So that he thinks is the literal meaning of Chafifa. But he points out Sif Gimel, Yushalmi in the end of Sefer Perek HaPsachim, quoted by Tosfos Samach Vav Amud Beis Dibur Maskil Im Samach. There, the Yushami has a lashon of chofefes visorekes. So the Aruch HaShulchan just said that he thinks the word chafifa includes various kinds of preparation, both of rubbing and of applying soap or shampoo and of combing. But the lashon of the Yushami, chofefes visorekes, sounds like chafifa is not combing. Chofefes is one thing, and so rakas is something else. And you have to do both of those. So it could be that that is Takanas Ezra. Takanas Ezra includes not just the literal chafifa, but includes combing as well. According to some Rishonim, chafifa is combing. Even if chafifa is not combing, he thinks that Takanas Ezra would include both of those. So you have the Din D'oraisa of Ian, Din D'Rabbanan and Chafifa, which may include Srika or may be distinct from Srika, but bottom line, you would have to do both of those. And then one more terminology, Ha'ara, and then we'll go back to some of the details in Rishonim. Sidrei Tara in Sukkot and Tes. Sidrei Tara in Sukkot and Tes points out that this looks like a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what the actual term chafifa refers to. So he writes, Midivrei Tosfos v'Rash, Mivur the Iker Shem Chafifa he al Shem Rechitzas Harosh b'mayim. That the term Chafifa, according to Tosfos and Samach Vav, according to the Rush, refers to Dafka washing the hair. How do we see that? Katosu says Chafifa refers to washing the hair, and Hadacha rinsing refers to washing the rest of the body. However, Rashi Bava Kamma Pebez says that Chafifa is b'masrig. Chafifa is with a comb. So Rashi understands Chafifa doesn't refer to washing. It refers to combing. However, the Sidur Torah says that's not necessarily a machlokas ledina, that even Rashi, who understands that Chafifa literally refers to combing, would agree that you need to rinse as well. You need to wash the hair as well. That may not be the literal meaning of chafif according to Rashi, but ledina, that still is necessary. Okay. Now, Tosos here on Samach Vav Amud Beis quotes a Rabbeinu Shmaya, the Shem Rashi, two versions, whether it's the Beit Shmaya or the author of the Matzah Vitri. Tosas Am Bechlav Am Beis Dibur Masel Im Samach. So Tosas there quotes from Beit Shmaya B'Shem Rashi that Chafifa is Bechol Haguf. The Masler Ben Shmaria, so even for Ben Shmaria, Masler referred to Masler Vitri. The Masler Ben Shmaria, Mefarish B'Shem Rashi, the Bechol Haguf Shai Chafifa. Chafifa is not only Barosh, Tosa's position that it means washing the hair, but Chafifa refers to the whole body. Kedabin Imperakol Kisvei, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Kaf, Harbei Shahaya Shem Kosov Abasara, a case where a person has a Shem Hashem written on his skin. He needs to go to the mikvah, but you're not allowed to be mochik as a shem. Harei zeh lo yachof. So he shouldn't be chofef. He shouldn't rinse it off. So that's not talking about the shem Hashem written on your hair. It's talking about a shem Hashem written on your skin. And there, the Gemara uses the term chafifa. So it sounds like chafifa is not limited to hair, but applies to washing other parts of the body as well. So that's one raya that he quotes from the Maps of Vitri B'Shem Rashi. However, Tosa points out that was one gerusa in the Gemara that says lo yachof, but the other gerusa in the Gemara has lo yirchas and not lo yachof, and then you have no raya to what chafifa means. The Gemara in Samach Zayin Rebeis, he the isha chafefes balayla the tavelus balayla. The Gemara there is talking about when is the optimal time to perform chafifa. The Gemara says chafifa should be a night and the tefillah should be a night. May uvda dahavi beirish galusa v'amrula abdi chasarta dudi chasarta tisniki chasarta. So there's a case where chafifa wasn't done at night, and the Gemara rhetorically says, were you lacking the ability to do chafifa at night? Perish abdi chasart lahavi mayim. Were you lacking an evet to bring you enough water to heat up to wash your whole body? Says Tosas B'Shem Rabbi Nishmari B'Shem Rashi. That sounds like chafifa means b'chol aguf. Deal chafifa zarosh lo ba'ikulei hay. If you're just washing your hair, you don't need so much water. So avi chasarta, meaning do you need were you lacking an evet to heat up all the water? If you just need to wash your hair, that's not so much water. So those are the two rayas to this position, B'Shem Rashi, that chafifa is not only chafifas haseyar, but chafifas kol haguf. And then Tosa continues, Niyo lepesha b'netan, ein raya, shepirish adi chasarta lahachim mayim, lahati l'soch mei atvila, tzorinim, lahachim. So b'netan, who says that chafifa only means chafifas harosh, so no raya for the Gemara in Samach Zayin, because there you needed the Eved not to heat up water for Chafifa, but to heat up water to take the chill out of the mikvah. Okay. And that is the position of Rov Rishonim, not like this representation of Rashi and the Maps of Vitri, that strictly speaking, Chafifa is only a reference to chafifa of the hair. Now, what hair is itself a machlokas yishon? Tosfos Bava Kama Peides quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that we're only talking about the hair on the head. Bava Kama Peides on the base of maskal v'shetehei. However, the Ramban, the Rashba, and Rov Yishonim assume that the chafifa of washing hair applies to all bodily hair, not just hair on the head. And that's what the Shach assumes, the Halach and Sifkatan Aleph, Kufsadi Tes, Sifkatan Aleph. He quotes Lashon Ramban, Ezra Beis Dino Tiknu Shetehei Chofefes B'chol Makom Seyar Shabbat B'mayim Chamim. You have to wash any area where there's hair on the body with hot water. And that's the meaning of Chafifa. However, even if Mikra Adin, according to Rov Rishonim, the requirement of Chafifa is only to wash hair, so let's assume like the Rov Rishonim to wash all the hair on the body, but not parts of the body that don't have hair on them, Tosa still concludes, V'chi Adin Medamim Nasa Maisa, that just because we believe the Rabbeinu Shmaya's pshat to be incorrect, even though we believe that in principle Chafifa is limited to Chafifas Hasayar, but we're not totally convinced, so when it comes to such a high-stakes matter as a tefillah, better to be machmir. And that's what Tosa says, that the minug, even though Tosa's the Ikra Din, doesn't think it's the Ikra Din requirement, but the minug is, minug kol anoshim, lirchos kol aguf achshav. So the minug is to be choshesh for this shitas Rashi, not the Rashi in Bava Kamma, but the Rashi in the Matzur Vitri, to be choshesh for this Chitas Rashi, that Chafifa has to be Chafifas Kol Haguf. Okay. So what exactly was the is the parameters of the D'oraisa requirement of Iyun before the added requirement of Chafifa? Whether Chafifa means Chafifas Seir Harosh, whether it means Seir Kolaguf, whether it means Rechitzas Kolaguf, or whether it means combing, which we'll come back to that the Rashi Bava Kamma of Sarekas, or whether it means all of those. What was the D'oraisa requirement of Iyun before Chafifa? So the Ritva writes, Nida Samach Vav Bebeis, Dira Maskal Nimse Slamed, Mashma D'Iyune D'Armina Mid'oraisa, Hainu B'Dika Gredasa. That the Iyun that's required in a Torah before Takanas Ezra is simply checking, Shalo B'Mayim, without any water, Shalo B'Masrek, without a comb, just to run your fingers through your hair without any other implements. So the requirement of Iyun Midaraisa is a visual check with you're running your hand through your hair, but no need for a comb and no need for water. And that's all you require min haTorah to avoid a potential chatzitza. The Ezra tikein chafifa b'masreik b'mayim chan b'makom sayer. Then Ezra came along and it was misakein doing a chafifa, including a comb, including a hot water, and applying the hot water to areas where there's hair. That's what the Ritva thinks the simple understanding of Iyun is. Then he quotes a Ravid. As follows. Aval arayv is al-kasav de'iyune de'araysa ayde rechitzahi. No, that even Iyun before Takanas Ezra involved rechitza. Talakaman muchach tibishas chafifa hu midarmina tavla v'alsav nimsal edarachotzeitz in samach lechafifa tavla. So then he says, if that's the case, that Iyun requires rechitza, then what did Ezra add? Yesh lomar, de'iyune de'gufa afilu b'maya kriri, v'chafifa smokam sayer b'chamin. So, according to the position of the Ravid, mina Torah, he required Iyun with water, but cold water is sufficient. And the Takanas Ezra requires Chafifa with hot water. And then the assumption of, or the conclusion of the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva, is that, as we saw in Tosas, even if what Chafifa added, Ion, let's say according to the Ritva, is without any water. According to the Ravid, it's with water, but it's not enough to have cold water. So Chafifa adds on to that, and you need Chafifas, Sayar, the Ramban assumes, the Rashba assumes that you need any place that there's Sayar, without water. But above and beyond that, there's a Chumrah that was added on, which Tosas says is to account for the Shitas Rashi, the Mouths of Vitri. The Ramban doesn't quote it as such, but the bottom line is the same. So the Ramban concludes on Samach Vav and Beis. Chenech Mir Benos Yisrael Atzman V'Mavr Min Azeh Chenech Mir Benos Yisrael Atzman to wash the entire body with hot water. And that's the Dodi Chasarta Abdi Chasarta. So Chenech Mir Benos Yisrael Atzman V'Mavr Min Azeh Yimatech Al Amud. So if someone violates his minhag, giving them Ikar Adin, all Chafifa requires is washing areas with hair. But the minhag developed to wash the entire body, and if anyone violates that minhag, Yimatech Al Amud, he should be pillared on a platform. Be the guy up, or the woman up. The Rashba doesn't have as strong a conclusion, but the din is the same. The Rashba there in Samach Vav and Beis records the same minhag. He just doesn't have this formulation that Yimatech Al Amud if you don't observe it. And that's what the Shach says here in Sifkat and Beis. V'tachuv kol gufa haskamas haposkin detakanas Ezra eino el b'chafif haseya. So in the Ikar Adin, all you need to do is chafifas makom seyar. The minhag developed to be machmir, to be chofefes kol haguf. And because this requirement of chafifas kol haguf is only a chumrah, so therefore that lends itself to certain kulos, as we'll see, within the parameters of chafifa. With the requirement of Ion, of a visual check, of making sure that there's no chatzisa anywhere in the body, without water, that requirement is deraisa. And that there's no grounds to dispense with. Let's take a look at Sif Ches in Shulchan Aruch. Kufzari Tesef Ches. At least Benji has a Shachar. Bimei Chol, Im Chafafa V'ina Atma Hayom. V'tavla B'lel Yom Achar Acher. Also Tfila B'dievet. They're talking about if you distance a Chafifa from the Tfila. And then he says, "Aval lo chaf v'klal lo also la tefila, afa pisha ina ba'atma v'gufa. If you didn't do any chafifa, the tefila doesn't count. Even if you did ian, the tefila chafifa miyad achar tefila v'sarka b'masveg v'lamasa shemnima k'shura lo also la tefila. Even if you did chafifa right away afterwards, it's too late. The ein sarach lomar im chafifa b'makom seyar." And kol shekein, if you did chafifa in the hair, but you didn't do ian b'chol aguf, it doesn't count. She'ian aguf hu dvar tarus. That requirement of ian, even without water, that's a din d'oraisa. And if you miss that, then lo also la tefila. Take a look back at now at Sif Aleph. Mechaber writes, V'tzricha la'diach beis ha'shachi beis ha'starim shalom b'mayim. They have to rinse areas of hair with water. V'lisrok sayer rosha yafa b'masrek, and you have to use a comb, which we'll talk about soon. Shalot yenas arasa nidbakusu b'zun, make sure that the hairs don't cling to each other. There are no knots. V'chei tzricha isha la'ayim b'atmo b'besara, she has to do iyun. U'bodekas kol gufa samach l'tfilas, and she has to check her whole body. Shalot yehela shum dover miyos shachotzeis, there shouldn't be anything that constitutes a chasis, any dirt that is chotzeis. The tach of kol gufa, she should be chofef as kol aguf. That's what we said, l'chumra, not necessarily mikra din. The tishtof b'mayim chamin b'shas chafifas gufa v'sara, and she has to rinse herself with hot water. Fine. Take a look at the tas of katan dalid. Milshonu mashma d'v'ina techila iyun u'bedika b'chol gufa. That first you have to do iyun. The acher kach tas chafifa b'chol gufa. So first you do a visual check, and then you rinse with water. V'utamua. Damai losagi b'chafifas kol aguf l'chud. Why do you need that first iyun once you're doing chafifa? Derei oz bodekas kanke. If you're going to do chafifa, doesn't that constitute iyun plus? Isn't that yesh b'chama sayamana? Dei l'cha b'dika g'dola mizu. What more do you need to do if you're washing the whole body? The alpha misha'ena roa b'makim shachafefes sagi b'achi. Why do you have to actually visually inspect if you're washing it off anyway? If you require a visual inspection, there are certain areas where you can visually inspect. We're assuming not everyone has access to a mirror. You don't have to, you're never required to have someone else check. There is a requirement that someone should check that you're doing the tefillah properly. There's no requirement that someone else do the chafifa for you to check the chafifa. So it should be pasha that once you're doing the actual rinsing, that yesh b'chama saimana, then there shouldn't be a need for an additional or a pre-check or pre-visual bedika. V'nira the seifa havakan peyusha deresha. So the Taz fits that into what the mechaber meant. The mashakasa tchila shetzvichal ayin ma'atzma dined in Torah. So it didn't. The mechaber doesn't mean that first you have to do an iyun, and only then do you do chafifa. He's telling you that first, meaning the din daraisa, is to do iyun. V'al zem masik acher kach shetachmir ala b'makom ma'iyun tasa chafifa b'chol aguf. And the then isn't sequentially; it's instead of. Once we have a takanas ezra chafifa, then that supersedes the requirement of iyun. The davar pashut shemihima ayenas bodekas asma b'shas chafifa daya b'kach ve'ein tzarich b'dikam yuched estafka. So it's pashut that there's no need for an additional bedika. If you do bedika, you check while you're doing the chafifa. There's no need for a pre-check prior to doing the chafifa. Sidrei Tara is not in agreement with the whole argument of the Taz here. Sidrei Tara and Sivkat and Hay. Assumes that even nowadays, chafifa l'chud v'iyun l'chud. That even if you're going to do a chafifa, you still have to do an iyun. Says Bataz Tamal Mechaber B'Mashenir Midvar Divina B'Tchila Iyun U'Bedika V'Acher Kach Chafifa D'Tarti Lameli Hasagi B'Chafifa L'Chuda V'Dach Gaspa B'Kavanas Mechaber V'Ein Zav B'Mashma. Ella near Kamashika Sabnu, the Tarati Beinan, Khafifa Veir. You need both. Umiyu imhi ma'ayana ubodekas gufa b'shaf chafifa shapir dami ve'eino tzvicha b'dika miyuchad asasat. If you're going to do an Ian while you're doing the chafifa, then that's enough. K'mo shekasa v'taz v'yafa b'chaber kivin l'zeh. So the actual point of disagreement in the Taz and the Siddur Tar Lamais isn't that vast. The Taz's presentation is that in theory it should be enough to do a chafifa without any ion. And the Taz says, but if you're going to do the ion together with the chafifa, that's definitely good. And the Siddur Tar says, now that it's definitely good, that's necessary. So the Taz may allow if you didn't do any ion and just did a chafifa, and the Taz, it sounds like when push comes to shove, that would be valid. According to Siddur Tara, it sounds like that wouldn't be valid, although the Baal Shulchan points out that even according to the Siddur Tara, Siddur Tara would have to acknowledge that we're at least knocking it down to a din d'rabbanan, meaning min haTorah, you need to do ion. Comes along to Kanes Ezra and says you have to do chafifa too. So what's the calculation? Min haTorah, you need Ion to make sure there's no chatzitza. Midrabbanan, the Kanes Ezra says that that's not enough of a checking to ensure that there's no chatzitza. You have to go further and do chafifa. But says the Siddur Tara, even if you do chafifa, you still haven't gotten rid of the original derived requirement of Ion. But Baal Shulchan says, once you're already doing chafifa, it can't be that level of Ion is still required in a Torah. Because once you've done chafifa, then you've done made a reasonable effort to ensure that there are no chatzitzas. It can't be that even after chafifa, you still have a chatzitza deraisa. Chatzitza deraisa, as we'll see, means rov, right? So you're going to have a chatzitza that's rov of your hair, a rov of that area of the body. After you do chafifa, that's unreasonable. So, Baal Shulchan says, it must be that even the Siddur Tara would acknowledge the requirement of Ion after you do Chafifa is only now a Dinei Rabbanan, because Min haTorah you've removed any real possibility of a Chatzitza D'oraisa. Okay. The Rambam writes as follows in Mikvos Perek Beis Halacha Tesayin. Mikvos Perek Beis Halacha Tesayin. Takanas Ezrahi, Shatia Isha Chofefes Es Sa'ara, V'achar Kach Tipol. Takanas Ezra is that the woman needs to do Chafifa, and then Tefillah. Chafifa Sasea. Vim Efshar La Lachuf Belayla V'litbol Niyah, attack of the Chafifa Reza V'shubach. So preferably, the woman should do the Chafifa Belayla, and then the Tefillah right away after. V'shahat Tzadkak, V'nei Acholi, Chofefes Afilu Ere Shabbos. And if there are extenuating circumstances, then you can be marachik the chafifa from the tefillah that we'll talk about next time. But what was the Rambam's formulation of chafifa? Takanas Ezra hishate isha chafefes es sa'ara v'achar kach tipo. There's no mention of Ion. He just says you have to do chafifa. Rabbi Karp suggests, Mishmar Satara, page Kupsadi Zion, maybe the Rambam's assuming that once you have Chafifa, then Chafifa includes Ion. That Ion now is subsumed under Chafifa, like the Taz wanted to say. And there's no independent requirement of Ion once you have the Takanas Ezra of Chafifa. Yeah.
But that Rambam is only describing Takanas Ezra.
Yeah, but the Rambam doesn't have a separate formulation of the Din D'oraisa before Takanas Ezra.
Could it be taken for granted, even in general?
I think you would expect that the Rambam would tell you, if there's a Din D'oraisa independent of the Takanas Ezra, you'd expect the Rambam to tell you that. So the fact that the Rambam makes no mention anywhere of Ion would lead you to make that suggestion. Maybe Ion subsumed under Chafifa. Yeah.
No, that was... I answered the question in my head.
Great. Okay, the Ramban is a lashon in the Halachos, Perek Tas Halacha Beis. The Kesa Din Chafifazu, Rochetzas Rosha, V'chol Makom Seir Shebegufa B'mayim Chamim. Fine, so you have to wash your hair and any area where there's bodily hair with hot water. That's what we said the Ramban Shita was, according to the Kiddushim before. Umas Rekes Osan, and she combs them. Oh, Mifas Pesas Osan Biada, or she rubs them with her hands, Yafa Yafa. So she either combs the hair or rubs the hair. Kidei Shetat Yersara Saha Imayaben Kesher, to make sure that there's no knot, and remove any potential knot. So the Ramban there adds a lashon of nifas peses as an alternative to masrekes, either to comb or to rub out. Okay. Now, is this requirement of using a comb li'ikuva? So the Rashi in Bava Kama Pei Beis, sounds like that's the whole definition of chafifa. Right? Rashi there wrote that chafifa means masrekes. So according to Rashi, it sounds like that's the crux of chafifa, to comb, even though other Rishonim don't say it that way. Tosfos on Samuchetha ben Aleph here in Nida, Yimasul Kach Amru. Right, od yesh machmiros, alpha pisha chofefes, nosos imahin masrek, visorkas asban beisatvila. There are women who are machmir, even though they already did a chafifa, to also do, to also use a comb. So that sounds like it's not necessarily yikuva. That was a. Chafif is enough to make her dead, and there is a minig of women to use a comb also. In the Ramban that we just read, Masrekas Hosan O Mifas Peses, sounds like either or. You could either use a comb, or you could rub it out, or rub out the knots with your hands. How is this quoted in Shulchan Aruch? Take a look back at Kufsadi Tes, Sif Gimel. The chaim in a kasher, sha'af al pisha chafafa, tisa ima masrik, lebeisa tfil v'tisrak sham. So that's the minhag that Tosfos quoted, that even if a woman already did chafifa, you should bring a comb to the mikvah and comb your hair there as well. So, was that an additional combing, or was that the only combing? Is it that the women would comb as part of the original chafifa, and then they were machmir to comb a second time right before tefillah, or is that the only time they were combing? And again, the lashon of Tosfos was, afa pisha chofefes, Nosos iman masrek visorkos atman beisatvil. Even though they already did chafifa, they bring a comb to the mikvah. So that's so clear. Was that the only time they're combing, or are they combing for a second time? Sidrei Tara thinks, Sidrei Tara Sukkot and Tess, that this lashon of the mechaber indicates that's the only time they were combing. Afa pisha chafafa tisa iman masrek lebeisatvil v'tisrak sham. But that's the only time they were using a comb. But then the Siddur Tariq was in Lavush, who amended the text of the Mechaber to say the Tafsir V'Tisrak, that she should comb again, meaning that she combed the first time as part of the Chavifa, and the Minag was to comb the second time. Chavifah Kaf Mas Adam writes, Simon Kuf Kaf Oth Beis, Kuf Kaf Oth Beis, V'im Lo Sarka B'masrik, if a woman didn't use a cup, Rav Sharafsa Heite B'chamin, she just washed herself with hot water. L'pis B'sav Yadeh, and then she rubbed it with her hands. Im Kfar Avra Laila Im Baila Yesh L'hakla Shela Tasa V'titpa. Sidri Tara. That if she notices before she came home from the mikvah, before lunch and baila, she should go back and tavelis again. If for lunch it's a baila, then you could be mekel. That's what he calls in Sidri Tara. Afnir Ali, Hasam have a sex veka. Shema sarka me'archa shebiksha masrek misha cheres. Sorry, one second. Kuf Kaf Beis. Yeah, so he says, Kidil Kaman Sov Simen Gimel, Sov Simen Gimel. Later, the Chacham Sadim writes, if she forgot whether she combed herself before tefillah, Osha Elishudas Shabiksha Mishakarasi Shalla Masvek, Vishalala. So she remembered that she forgot her comb with her and she asked someone to borrow the comb. She doesn't remember if she actually used the comb. And then Shimsha Lansay Tzalbaila. So then you could be made. So the Chacham Sadim says, maybe that's the case where the Sidri Tara is willing to be Mako, where there's an additional suffix. That maybe she actually did comb herself, she just didn't remember. And even if she didn't comb herself, maybe it's like the Ramban, that it's O-O. So Chacham Sadim leads out of the Tzarechia, and that maybe even if you know for a fact that that you didn't use a comb, so maybe even once Eisel Baila, you still have to go back and be Tavelis again. Badi Shulchan Paskin Sifkat and Yud, that if a woman doesn't have a comb accessible, then you could be makel to do chafifa without a comb under those circumstances, even in those circumstances lechafifa. And Rabbi Kar Paskin, that even though there are many makilim, before lansam baila you should go to the mikvah again, and after lansam baila, Imlansa and Baila, so then there's what to be Mako, like the Sidre Tara.
If she's so, being Tovelis in a ocean, for example, would that many kasher still apply?
Again?
In the Shulchan Aruch, who says about the number of times of combing hair.
Right.
So let's say she's in her hotel room and she combs her hair there. She's about to go into the mikvah that is the ocean. Would she need to still bring the comb?
What difference does it make what mikvah you're using?
I guess you're right.
Not sure. Why should it make a difference? Yeah.
I don't understand from here how samach to the tevil this needs to be.
Okay,
I
mean, so we'll talk about timing of chafifa probably next time.
Or just specifically with the comb, meaning like if it's she has to be tovelis on Shabbos and
right.
You know, Erev, like what is she? Can
well,
she
she's probably not. If she has to be tovelis on Shabbos, she's not going to comb on Shabbos. So then you do the preparation before. Okay. The Gemara has on Tanukh Vav on the base. The Amar Rava, six lights at the top. La'olam yilamid adam asaf beso shetehei isha madicha beis kmata b'mayim, that a person should instruct the members of his household that as part of the preparation for tefillah, a woman should rinse all the folds in her body with water. Rashi kmata beis hashafi ubeis hastarim shalom. So the Shuvas Ma'aril has the following. Shuvas Ma'aril Chadasha, Simen Sadi Gimel Ot Dalit. Uminag Lirchot Bagigis B'mayim Kodem Tefila. The minag is to wash myself in what we'll call a bathtub before Tefila. Achei Yesh Nashim Mizalzlos V'Hochos Abeis HaMerchatz. But some people would just go to the Beis HaMerchos, which didn't have a full bath. They just go to the mikvah without taking a full body bath beforehand. Yesh machmas kula. Some because of just be mekel. Yesh machmas doche kanias, and some of them because they couldn't afford the full bath. V'lo yafa osos. And that is inappropriate, because that is how you're mekayin this din of Rava, of making sure to wash out all the folds. Amnam ei likros laz alei mishvakach. But if someone was mekel not to use a full bath, then you don't lambast them. Ki in midaklikos lachof l'shavshe filagarim b'fal mekomos, as long as they're careful to do proper chafifa and to rub the entire body. And use whatever they have available in the Beis HaMerchatz, and the assistance available in the Beis HaMerchatz, and that would be sufficient. Just make sure that you use water, etc.
Maybe this has something to do with something I don't know in Kodos Mikvahs.
Mm-hmm.
But worst case scenario, could a woman use the mikvah itself to rinse, and that is somewhere where she could be fully immerse herself and then afterwards do the actual tefillah?
That's not terribly hygienic, but...
It's not, but...
Yeah. As far as the requirement of washing... I'm sorry?
I imagine that would... Not hygienically, but halakhically, I imagine that would be better than just going to the Beis HaMerchatz and then just immediately to vows.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Because one of those aren't there usually baths in the
mikvah
facilities?
Like a lot of these things, thank God a lot
of
these
things.
That's
the
theoretical
question. Yeah. Taking care of us. Okay. Fine, so let's stop here. Next time we're going to talk about the timing of Chafifa. I'll send you out more marmakomos, and then we'll see. I'll have to see whether we can squeeze everything into Wednesday's shiur or whether we'll have an extra shiur on Thursday. The next week is Chazara, and we'll plan on having the Bechinda a week, 2 weeks from tomorrow, 2 weeks from today. That make sense?
Okay.
2 weeks from today. Unless you prefer for the Bechinda on a Monday or Tuesday. So let's keep it on Monday for now. Then we'll see if maybe we'll have the next year on Tuesday of that week. Let's mark your calendars. I've arranged for Dr. Ellie Rebeck to... You were here when you came last time, right?
Sure.
To talk to us about various gynecological procedures and related things, damak issues, on Thursday, February 13th at probably 4:15 p.m.
So after shiur?
I don't usually give shiur on Thursday, but
Thursday.
Thursday,
okay,
right.
Gotcha.
So we'll confirm we got closer, but we're scheduled for Thursday, December 13th.
Okay.
I think Rabbi Leibowitz's shiur will join us also.
Okay.
Great.
Cool.
Just by the way, did Rabbi...